The Accra Diocese of the Anglican Church has established links with the Diocese of Santa Maria in Brazil, which will be mutually beneficial in the areas of evangelism, education, exchange of personnel and skills, among others. The Anglican Bishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Silvanus Mensah-Tortu, announced this when he opened a three-day synod of the church at Legon. He informed the delegates of the visit to Ghana of the Archbishop of Canterbury from the 29th to 31st of October this year.
The three-day synod is under the theme Pressing On Towards the Goal. In his report, the diocesan bishop, Right Reverend Dr. Silvanus Mensah-Tortu, briefed delegates on issues including the establishment of a men's desk in the diocese, the institution of a Father's Day Thanksgiving every third Sunday in June every year, and the 120th anniversary celebration of the Cathedral Church of the Most Holy Trinity. Also reported on were appointments and new schedules in the diocese, touching on the links established with the Diocese of Santa Maria in Brazil. Bishop Tortu said it was agreed that in the first month of signing the Memorandum of Understanding, the Accra Diocese shall send 8 graduate teachers and students with fluency in English and French to teach in institutions in Santa Maria. Again, all persons participating in the exchange program are required to have basic knowledge in English and Portuguese. Also, the two dioceses will award scholarship to brilliant students. As part of the agreement, the Diocese of Accra will send 4 fashion designers to help train the industrial department of Erechim College of Brazil, among others. Bishop Tortu touched on the theme for the synod.
Through success means inner success and richness, as well as outward success. We strive to achieve success worthy. If you do not find joy when you are in a high position, if you feel empty when you have a lot, if you feel poor when you don't think, can you think you have achieved success in life? Even though we enjoy wealth and success in life, we are failures if our Lord says that it does not go well.
Bishop Tortu said women of the church will be engaged by Rafiki, a non-governmental organization, to produce batik tie and dye materials and baskets for exports to the United States. Bishop Tortu said women of the church will be engaged by Rafiki, a non-governmental organization, to produce batik tie and dye materials and baskets for exports to the United States.